JJ here, and today I'd like to demo a new cell phone called Blind Shell. It's an accessible cell phone with buttons, but it actually does quite a bit more than make phone calls. So let me start out by describing the phone, and then we'll go through some of the menus. So it has a very old school look to it with tactile buttons that are really easy to feel. So on the front, the buttons are exposed. You have the keypad, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, star, 0, pound. And above that, you have a few extra controls. On the left side are two buttons, one for sending calls, and above that, a volume down button. On the right side, on the bottom, you have the cancel slash end call button, and above that, volume up. And then in between the volume buttons and the send and cancel buttons, you have a square with a button in the middle. So you can press any of the sides of the square as arrow keys, up, down, left, or right. Or you can press in the center to select or press OK on whatever it is that you are sitting on. You can also do dictation by holding down one of the volume keys. And you can do some other functions as well by holding down some of the buttons. We'll demonstrate that in just a second. On the top, you have a headphone jack. Yes, a headphone jack. It is now a feature of a phone, but it is definitely here on this one. And also a USB charging port. Micro USB is how you charge this phone. On the back, there is a button called SOS, which you can configure if you wish to dial an emergency contact. So if you would like a one-button way to call someone in a time of importance or need, you can hold down the SOS button. It will ask for confirmation before it dials, so it won't just automatically dial the number, but that's a feature that you can optionally set up. The battery cover is on the back as well. The battery is removable, and you can take it out and if you wish and replace it with a different one if needed. Inside is also where you would put the SIM card for your phone service and also a micro SD card if you wish, so you can expand the memory. It comes with a couple gigs built in, and you can expand using a micro SD memory card. It's kind of funny. These are features that older phones had, but with some of the more modern smartphones, cell phones, you don't get that as much anymore. So it's a bit throwback, but still very modern as far as the types of features that you can do. It's kind of a cross between a simple phone that just makes phone calls and a touchscreen phone in that you can do quite a few things with it more than just making phone calls. So let's actually go into the phone. I'm going to hold down the star key to unlock the phone.
9:35 p.m. Monday, October 28th, 2019, 1 of 5.
And actually, I'm sitting on the status bar currently, which will tell you things like the time, the battery status. And let's see what else we can find.
9:36 p.m. Wi-Fi state. Connected to. Team of Destiny. Signal strength. Battery state. 31%. Bluetooth. Enabled. No connected devices. 5 of 5.
So you heard a few things there, such as Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. You can connect to Bluetooth headsets or speakers if you would like. And you can connect to Wi-Fi for several different features, which we will mention in a minute, some of those features. So everything on Blind Shell is menu-driven. So it's kind of, again, a throwback to some of the older cell phones. It's very easy to find things. It's all laid out in a very simple yet intuitive manner. So if I press the back button again.
Call, 1 of 9.
I'm sitting on the main menu. So let's just go through the features of this main menu. Call, of course, is where you would make phone calls. So if I press the OK button.
Dial contact, 1 of 4. Dial number, 2 of 4.
You can either dial a contact or dial a specific phone number.
Call history, 3 of 4. Block numbers, 4 of 4.
And there you notice call history and blocked numbers. So some of the more modern features, such as blocking specific spam phone calls, you can do that with this phone.
Call, 1 of 9. Messages, 2 of 9.
So you can enter text using the numeric keypad if you would like. 2 for A, 3 for D, E, F, etc., etc. Or you can do dictation. So if you hold down the volume down or volume up button, you'll get the dictation blip. And then you can speak your message into the phone. So you can do dictation or you can type.
Contacts, 3 of 9.
So of course you can store contacts and different information about them, including name and phone number. And then you can call contacts using either the contact list or you can do dictation. Again, you can say call so-and-so and it will actually call the person, of course, with dictation.
More applications, 4 of 9.
So there are many other things on this phone, though, besides just phone and contacts and text. So let's go under more applications and let's see what we have here.
Tools, 1 of 4.
Tools actually has quite a few different things.
Alarm, 1 of 9.
You can set an alarm.
Minute timer, 2 of 9.
You can have a stopwatch timer.
Stopwatch, 3 of 9.
So actually you can count up or you can count down.
Calendar, 4 of 9.
The calendar is pretty intuitive. You can add events and you can also set reminders. You can have the phone go off and remind you when a specific event is about to occur if you would like to, whether if you want to remind you 10 minutes before the event or the day before the event, depending on what it is.
Notes, 5 of 9.
So you could do simple notes and add notes to the phone. Again, with dictation, you can easily dictate notes here if you would like, and they'll be saved to the notes folder.
Voice recorder, 6 of 9.
You can record simple voice memos.
Calculator, 7 of 9.
The calculator was great, of course, using a numeric keypad. It actually works really easily.
Weather, 8 of 9.
So the weather gives you your forecast. Let's just see how that works. I pressed OK.
Current weather in Kalamazoo, temperature, 49 degrees Fahrenheit, overcast clouds, 1 of 6. Tomorrow, temperature, 36 degrees Fahrenheit, broken clouds, 2 of 6.
Ooh, it's a little colder tomorrow.
Wednesday, temperature, 40 degrees Fahrenheit, light rain, 3 of 6.
And again, to demonstrate, everything is using the arrow keys or the select key. And if I press back, I'll get back out of here. So it's very...
Weather, 8 of 9.
Very simple and intuitive the way this works. You don't have to learn a lot of different commands or different apps. Everything works the same way.
Dictionary, 9 of 9.
Dictionary is actually a translation dictionary, so you can translate words from English to other languages or between two other languages.
Tools, 1 of 4. Email, 2 of 4.
So this is a pretty simple email client, but you can include email attachments and things like that. So you can attach any IMAP email account, such as Gmail or another IMAP account.
Media, 3 of 4.
Under Media, we have several more apps.
Music Player, 1 of 6.
You can play music in several formats, including MP3. So there's no special toying around trying to get music onto this device. You can just plug it into your computer and copy it over. It will show up as a flash drive, either your internal memory, a couple gigs, like I said, or a micro SD card, which you can optionally put in. It's very easy to copy music over, and then you'll have a nice media player.
Internet Radio, 2 of 6.
So you can have all sorts of internet radio stations here. Let's bring this up.
Resume playback, 1 of 6.
That'll be the last station I was listening to. What was that?
Playing 1,000 hits 80s, 1 of 1.
Oh.
Okay. Save to favorites, 1 of 1.
So I could even save that to favorites if I'd like.
Playing 1,000 hits 80s, resume playback, 1 of 6. Popular stations, 2 of 6. Categories, 3 of 6.
So yes, you can search.
Country, 4 of 6.
Or search by country. There's lots
Internet
of.
Internet radio, 2 of 6.
Different radio stations.
FM radio, 3 of 6.
You actually have an FM radio on here. Now, this is one of those FM radios where you plug in the headphone to the headphone jack that acts as your antenna. You don't have to use the headphones to listen. You can actually come through the speaker if you would like, but that's how the FM radio works, and you can pick up FM radio stations.
Book reader, 4 of 6.
The book reader reads books in text format or audiobooks as well that are in regular MP3 formats for now.
Camera, 5 of 6.
There's a simple camera on here. It's a 2-megapixel camera, so you can take some simple photos, and you can then go through the photos with the photo gallery if you'd like.
Images, 6 of 6.
And that's where you would do that, in the images area.
Media, 3 of 4. Vision aids, 4 of 4.
Hey, vision aids, even a few extra tools here.
Color indicator, 1 of 3.
There's a simple color identifier. I wouldn't say it's the best color identifier in the world, but it can be used for certain situations where you want to just identify contrast or different colors against each other.
Localization, 2 of 3.
So localization is actually a where am I feature. It'll tell you where you are based on a GPS, which is built into the phone.
Object tagging, 3 of 3.
Blindshell has its own object tagging system. There are some labels that come in the box. It's its own system, so you would have to use these labels if that's what you want to do. But you certainly can label things and put stickers on whatever you would like, and Blindshell will then tell you what you've stored on the labels.
Vision aids, 4 of 4. More applications, 4 of 9.
Let's run over to settings quickly.
Settings, 5 of 9.
And see some things that we can do here.
Sounds, 1 of 8.
Let's go to sounds.
Profiles, 1 of 6.
So, of course, you can do profiles, silent, vibrate, or normal.
Volume, 2 of 6. Melodies, 3 of 6.
So, melodies is where ringtones and notifications live.
Ringtone sound, 1 of 3.
So, here's what I like about ringtone sound. Watch what happens when I go through the ringtones.
HQ ringtone selected, 47 of 98. Hydra not selected, 48 of 98.
It reads it, and then it plays it.
Insert coin not selected, 49 of 98. Ringtone sound, 1 of 3.
The same goes with notification and alarm sounds. And of course, again, you can copy these straight onto the device if you want to just load on a ringtone of your own, as I have done here.
Melodies, 3 of 6. Voice output, 4 of 6.
This is where you control text to speech.
Speech rate, 1 of 6.
So speech rate right now is on normal, but you could make it much faster if you would like.
Normal selected, 2 of 5. Fast not, faster not, fastest not select, fastest selected. Slow not selected, 1 of 5.
So that's a much faster speech rate if you would like.
Normal not selected, 2 of 5. Normal selected. Speech rate, 1 of 6.
You can also change other things like the intonation or the male or female voice.
Voice variant, 2 of 6. Level of intonation, 3 of 6. Speak date and time, 4 of 6. Incoming call caller announcement, 5 of 6.
Incoming call announcement is always nice, so you can hear who's calling and it will speak it through the phone.
Menu position indication, 6 of 6.
That's that little beep you just heard. When it comes to the end of the menu, it will beep to let you know you're at the end of a menu, and you can turn that on or off.
Voice output, 4 of 6. Feedback, 5 of 6. Notification reminder, 6 of 6.
So a couple other settings to explore here.
Sounds, 1 of 8. Keyboard, 2 of 8. Display, 3 of 8.
So you have display settings. There's a lot of display settings for low vision users as well.
Brightness setting, 1 of 5. Screen timeout, 2 of 5.
That's your lock screen.
Color scheme, 3 of 5. Main menu style, 4 of 5. Text size, 5 of 5.
So there you go, text style and main menu style. Things for low vision users, you can make the text a lot bigger or change different color contrast modes if you like.
Display, 3 of 8. Networks, 4 of 8.
So that's where you would set up Wi-Fi or Bluetooth and adding new networks.
Phone menu mode, 5 of 8.
Phone menu mode is if you want to make the phone even simpler. For some people, having even this amount of control over the phone may be too much. So if someone is a senior or you just want to give them a very limited set of features, you can change the phone menu mode to basic, and then it will actually lock out a lot of these features and turn the phone into something even simpler. So that's a possibility for someone who just needs a very, very simple phone. They don't want to do much more with it, but you still want to have all these voice features.
Blind shell update, 6 of 8.
Yes, this phone is updatable over the internet.
Check for updates, 1 of 1.
And you can check for updates right here.
You have the latest version of Blind Shell, 1
That's
of
good.
1. Check for updates, 1 of 1. Blind, time and date, 7 of 8. About phone, 8 of 8.
And of course, time and date and about. So that's our settings menu, and there's many more that you can even get into that we didn't even show.
Settings, 5 of 9. Status information, 6 of 9.
That's the same status information that we went through at the beginning of this demo.
Manual, 7 of 9.
The manual is built right into the phone, so of course you could read the manual online, or you can go right on the phone and read it right here.
No notifications, 8 of 9.
If you had notifications about reminders or calendar events or anything like that, or a Blind Shell update, that would pop up right here.
Turn off the phone, 9 of 9.
And of course, you could turn the phone off. So if I hold down the star key, the old door shut sound. So now the phone is locked for now. So of course, it could do a lot more. That was just a quick demo overview of giving you an idea of some of the features of this phone. You know, it's a very intuitive design for a phone. I think it bridges the gap nicely between someone who wants a simple phone and someone who wants a phone that's going to do a little bit more, but maybe doesn't want to deal with the touchscreen. There's a lot to like about Blind Shell, and we'd be happy to answer any more questions that you might have. There's lots of really cool videos online that demonstrate features on YouTube, on the Blind Shell YouTube channel. We can link to that as well. If you want to order from AT Guys, we will sell you the phone for $349. You can also get a case for $35. It's in black or red, and you can get either color. So go to atguys.com to order the phone. That's atguys.com. You can always email us at support@atguys.com, or you can call us at 269-216-4798. That's the Blind Shell Classic. Thank you so much for listening.